The Morning Brew is brought to you by West Rock Coffee.
It's time for your Morning Brew. Grab a cup of Joe and get caught up on everything you need to know. Here's Schlereth and Evans.
Yes, he's trying to dig it loose. And there goes Logan O'Connor, the former DU product. The cross!
Well, Joe Sakic is already back to work, doing his best, I guess, to keep the core together, run this thing back again. Andrew Cogliano signs a one-year deal. Good move?
Yeah, that's a great move. Just, again, the depth that the Avs play with, Cogs was awesome. Showed great toughness coming back with a broken finger. Like that dude, those are the glue guys that hold your franchise together, guys that you can rotate up. You know, you can take them from the fourth line to the third line. You can play them wherever you need to play them. So, yeah, I think that's a great move. Now, obviously, they still have Cad. They still have
Kadri, Nichushkin, Kemper, Manson, Burakovsky. But that's a good move.
It is a good move.
Yeah, this is a good, you know, just a good veteran.
Right, that's the first of, I think that's the first of many pieces of the puzzle to be solved.
You know, he just comes off a postseason run where, he only had in 16 games, 3 goals, 3 assists, 6 points, plus five. Oh, he's a good contributor.
Good, solid. You think they'll re-sign Val?
Val Nichushkin?
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know.
He may never play again with that.
I'm willing to let Kemper go. I'm willing to let Manson go. I'm willing to let Burakovsky go. I'd kind of like to make sure. I would make my priorities Nichushkin and Kadri.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, will it ever be the same?
I know.
I mean,
can you play hockey on one leg?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know.
Next on the Morning Brew.
I remember my first jumps were in the pool, and it was like up to my chest, and I just remember the big smile on my face because it was the first time I left the ground in like how long, I don't know how many months it was, but it was just an eye-opener for me. Running took a while to run. I didn't think it would take as long to run, but yeah, it was just like every step you take is a step in the right direction, but you're still so far from the finish line. It's just a marathon. You just got to take your time and try and enjoy the process.
Well, Jamal Murray is practicing again as the Nuggets summer league team gets ready to go, and he's been getting some practice time in. Where is your level of confidence that Jamal Murray comes back and is Jamal Murray?
Oh, I've got a huge level of confidence. I don't think there's any question he'll come back, and I think he'll be good. There's always going to be, there's always going to be stepping, so it's not about running. You know, I had a great wide receiver coach tell me, it's not your ability to run fast, it's your ability to stop fast. He goes, that's what separates you. Your change of direction, your ability to stop on, what's the old cliche, stop on a dime, give you 5 cents change. Like, that to me is kind of what you're going through. It's your ability to stop, change direction, to not think about that stuff. When you get to the point where you don't think about it, you just do. Then, when you have that epiphany, you're like, all right, now I'm back. Now I'm ready to roll. So that's just, again, it takes time. It takes, it takes having a couple setbacks and being in a compromising position and not getting hurt again. That's what it takes.
Next on the Morning Brew.
2-0 is hit high in the air to deep left center field. Did Bryant get enough? You bet. First home run in a Rockies uniform for Chris Bryant, and he makes it a two-run game.
It's just a matter of time.
That's right.
Just a matter of time. Now watch him take off.
That's, yes. Yes. His first homer. He's on pace for like 4 home runs this year. So.
Oh, we my
did a
goodness.
We did about a breakdown payment by game.
Right.
What about payment by homer or RBI? How much do you make per home run?
You don't want to.
Yeah.
Well, he's got one.
Yeah, one. So right now he's making,
he's about halfway through the season.
About $28 million bucks.
So
for Homer,
he's making about he's making
Well, he's on pace for two, so he'd be like $14 million.
$14 million per
Homer. Holy smokes!
Yeah. Yeah, one home run in 24 games. And he's being paid $168 million. Woo! Next on the Morning Brew.
We said a year ago that the Oklahoma-Texas move was maybe one of the most dramatic moves in the history of college football. This may be more important because it locks down one of the most valuable media markets in the country in L.A. with its two prime schools. This is Coke and Pepsi. And quite frankly, nobody else matters, guys. I mean, that's where we are.
There's Paul Feinbaum from ESPN. So it looks like CU could be thrown a lifeline and the Pac-12 will be put out of its misery as the remaining big schools from the Pac-12 will likely be invited to join the Big 12. You know, on the surface, you look at the teams that would be in this new-look Big 12, it's not the worst. It's not the worst. I mean, can you still be a player? Can you still feel like you have a shot at big-time football if you're in the newly reconfigured Big 12?
Let me think. No.
No?
I mean, what? Who's in Okie State? Like, who's in there? Okie State? Because Oklahoma and Texas left, right? Your marquee play. Baylor? Stop me when I get to a big-time. Arizona State? Arizona?
Oregon?
Oregon? CU? I mean, stop me when I get to a school that makes you go, ooh, yeah, there you go.
I know, but
Texas Tech?
Look,
are they in the Big 12?
Look, you're I get it. This is not you have to either be in the Big 10 or SEC. But until that day comes that you make yourself attractive enough to hopefully be added into those conferences when they inevitably expand again, this isn't the worst spot to be in.
Are they going to rename it? You got the Big Ten, which has got a bazillion teams in it.
Yeah.
Then you got the SEC, but I'm glad they don't put a number value by it because there's a bazillion teams in there, too. They should call it the Little 12. This is like the Kids Table 12.
This is the Kids Table Conference.
The Kids Table 12.
The Kids Table Conference.
All right.
That'll do it for...